From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Frances Alonso reporting. Pope Francis has called for an immediate ceasefire in war-torn Syria, and as VOA's Jeff Custer reports, previous international efforts to establish a ceasefire have quickly eroded throughout the country's conflict that has stretched on for more than 5 years.
The Pope addressed the ongoing conflict during his weekly general audience at the Vatican Wednesday.
Con un senso di urgenza che rinnovo il mio appello, implorando.
He said a halt in fighting should be put in place long enough for civilians, particularly children, to escape areas subject to bombings. The most recent attempt at a ceasefire was a short-lived U.S.-Russian brokered deal focusing on the battered northern city of Aleppo. Monitors said Tuesday Russian jets resumed heavy bombing in rebel-held eastern districts of Aleppo, killing more than 20 people. Jeff Custer, VOA News, Washington.
12 people have died in Myanmar's Rakhine State in recent clashes between armed troops and men, according to state media Wednesday. It's a growing challenge for the country's new democratically elected government. 4 soldiers and 1 attacker were killed on Tuesday when hundreds of men wielding pistols and swords attacked troops. Hong Kong rebel lawmakers swore, shouted, banged drums, and rallied against tyranny Wednesday. It happened when they took their oaths of office in the city's parliament as they call for a split from Beijing. Samsung Electronics Wednesday slashed its quarterly profit estimate by 1/3. It comes in the wake of the highly damaging recall crisis of the Galaxy Note 7 fiasco. It might end up costing the world's largest smartphone maker trillions of dollars. This is VOA News. The UN's human rights chief said Wednesday that if elected, the next U.S. president, Donald Trump, would be dangerous, and says some of Trump's comments about vulnerable communities and the use of torture are deeply unsettling and disturbing.
If Donald Trump is elected on the basis of what he has said already, and unless that changes, I think it's without any doubt that he would be dangerous from an international point of view.
Zayed Raad al-Hussein made his comments to reporters in Geneva. It comes a month after he said that populist politicians like Trump and Dutch nationalist Geert Wilders are using fear and the promise of a world that has never existed in order to gain appeal. Zayed said Wednesday that he has no plans to tone down those kind of comments. Saudi Arabia announced an easing of its 18-month air blockade of rebel-held areas in neighboring Yemen on Wednesday. The move is to allow the evacuation of hundreds of wounded from a deadly weekend airstrike where more than 140 people were killed. A new report reveals that the burden of malnutrition is equivalent to that of experiencing a global financial crisis every year. VOA's Kim Lewis has details.
The study focused on how people's diets around the world are changing and how they are affecting their health and nutrition. Dr. Lawrence Haddad, Senior Research Fellow for the International Food Policy Research Institute, IFPRI, in the UK, is one of the researchers of the study. Dr. Haddad explains why urbanization is a big contributor of poor diets.
Many households don't have cooking facilities, so they have to buy food on the street, or they have to buy prepared foods that are ready to eat. It's produced with really unhealthy oils that are high in saturated and trans fats. It's got lots of sugar and salt in it to make it tasty and attractive.
Kim Lewis, VOA News, Washington.
Turkish police have detained dozens of people, including pro-Kurdish party officials, accusing them of spreading propaganda for the outlawed Kurdistan Workers' Party. That's according to a security source Wednesday. At least 49 people were detained for allegedly spreading terror propaganda and membership of a terror group. Toyota and Suzuki said Wednesday they're holding talks about a possible partnership to handle unprecedented changes in the global auto industry. They come as Japan's vehicle sector sees a wave of consolidation. Hurricane Nicole barreled toward Bermuda Wednesday as a Category 2 storm. It comes just days after Hurricane Matthew killed hundreds in the Caribbean, mostly in Haiti. It's packing 155 kilometer per hour winds. I'm Frances Alonso in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.